Georgia Banks, BANKS 91660, Wasilla 1114. This is a 63-year-old woman, who is originally from Houston. She was a counselor at one time, has been divorced for years. She has three children, period. She lives in a halfway house now. She used to live in a group home, but that situation changed after she went in the hospital with respiratory failure, CHF, and is now in need of better housing and has been placed in this group home, in this setting temporarily, period. She knows she has sleep apnea, but she's never been on CPAP before. She uses oxygen when she can, but it's not possible to use oxygen in this setting at this time. She suffers from COPD, CHF, hypertension, fatty liver, and sleep apnea, untreated, period. She quit drinking a few years ago, but she does smoke at this time. Medication includes Trilogy, Albuterol, Norvasc, Iron Tablets, Alexa, and Risperidone. Family history, mom, daughter, renal failure, dad, daughter, congestive heart failure, COVID immunization. She doesn't believe in it. Allergy, none. Review of system, more shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance, difficulty sleeping at night with bouts of agitation, waking up with orthopnea, PND, history of hospitalization with exacerbation of CHF/COPD, as well as hospitalization a year and a half ago where she was intubated and was in ICU and subsequent rehab for 3 months, period. On examination, 190 over 92, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Heart pulse is 1, pulse was 2. Lungs, bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen obese, neck shows positive JBD, skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with that lesion, lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, here we have 62-year-old woman with history of COPD, end stage, CHF, O2 dependency, sleep apnea, untreated, and pulmonary hypertension, period. Her pulmonary hypertension causes her shortness of breath with symptoms of core pulmonale, period. New paragraph, patient is in need of oxygen, needs to be in a better housing, needs a better housing. She already has a provider that she's had for some time and will continue caring for her when she gets her permanent housing and she get her oxygen set up, period. Overall prognosis remains grave for this woman. Next number, history of bipolar disorder, next number is depression, next number is hypertension, out of control, next number, weakness, next number is increased shortness of breath, next number, patient states that she no longer wants to go back to the hospital, wants to be cared home when she gets her permanent residence set up. Thank you.